This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. As we mentioned at the top of the show, the UK and the European Union are still working out the exact terms of Brexit. One of the many still contentious issues, fishing. EU member states share fishing areas, but with the UK leaving the EU, that shared access will no longer be guaranteed. That could mean big changes for British and European fishermen. All of that to set up the latest entry in our once-in-a-while series called My Economy. This one comes from a fisherman in Glasgow, Scotland.
My name is Ronald Scordia. I'm working for Angel Bonds. We're exporting, seafood, langoustine, lobster, shellfish in general to France, Spain, Italy. I'm coming from France. I'm living in Scotland for 20 years. I have two children here, and I'm very happy. I've always been involved with the fish industry. My dad was in the fish industry, so I keep going after him. We don't have any particular hours in our industry because we need to work when the products are there. So someday we can work few hours, and some days, we can work long hours. Brexit is very uncertain for us at the moment because nobody knows where that will go. The risk is very simple. With the customs, we will lose the time to send our products. Because it's live and fresh products, we can afford to lose a day. So our quality will decrease and we'll have to go on the frozen market only. We need to be on the fresh and alive. When you wake up, you're happy, to talk to your customer daily and sell your products daily. Frozen market is a bit flat, it's a bit boring. So we're reading so many articles, it's very confusing. I'm listening to the French news, the Scottish news also. Everybody contradicts, and it's very difficult for me to understand what's happened in March next year. So it would be good, if we have the answer very quickly.
This series only works with your stories. Let us know how your economy is doing at marketplace.org.